Next application is case number 11-553, the application of Jeffrey N. Hager and Susan L. Hager. The property is south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road. It's west of Kenwick Road, approximately 979 feet south of Hickory Lane, and being more specifically Lot 4, subdivision number 1 within Kenwick subdivision. The 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 533, map 20.13, parcel number 38.01, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. On this application, more specifically, they are requesting a 4.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a dwelling for both sides. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Lane. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Timothy R. Tribbett, 1 Hickman Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware.
Right here? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeffrey Hager. My home residence is 75 Sunnybrook Drive, Freehold, New Jersey, 07728.
Do you both swear or affirm testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, I'm Ray Tomasetti. I'm an attorney from Fenwick Island. To my immediate right are Mr. and Mrs. Hager, and also Tim Tribbett on behalf of the builder. Okay. And wanted to go through just a couple of things. What we're seeking tonight is really, as I stated there, a variance of 4.8 feet on both side yards. The packet which I handed out, the first two pages show the lot. But what it also shows is the nature of the community, the other homes in the immediate area across the lagoon and also adjacent, to give you some idea of the community of Kenwick. The lot which the Hagers own is a 50-foot lot, and it's one of the smaller lots in Kenwick. It's under 5,000 square feet. There's other lots, as you can see from the photos, there that are much larger than the Hager's lot, and they've built some very beautiful homes on those lots. Also attached to after the first two pictures, I've attached a copy of the plat that shows a subdivision of the lot that was done prior to the Hager's purchasing the property, which created created this lot out of a previous larger parcel. So the uniqueness of the lot was not created by the Hagers, but was created prior to their purchasing the property. The reason why we're here tonight is because we're trying to fit the home on the lot, and Mr. Tribbett will testify later. The reason we had to go through a set of drawings because we had to go to the board for Kenwick to make it fit on the lot because of putting an elevator in for some health reasons for Mrs. Hager, and we couldn't get the so it's really a second shot with the association to try to get it to fit on the lot, get them to approve it, because their setbacks are 5 feet on the side yards, a little bit different than the county's. And attached to the application is also the approval from the homeowners association approving the plans, but also calling to our attention that we have to come here before the board, which we're aware of, to seek the side yards. And also to meet some of the requirements of the homeowner association, you'll see on materials, you'll see where the HVAC and also the outside shower are placed on the back of the property so as not to affect adjacent owners. So taking their consideration as well. Looking at also the standards we have here, it will not alter the character of the neighborhood. You're going to see that, as I said, by those pictures, the other homes in that area, and that given how we've tried, and Mr. Tribbett will indicate, we've tried to make this house fit on the property by having this elevator, and we couldn't do it. So that's what we had to try to come back and come to the board and work with the association to make it work. And that's why they've agreed to our request. And it's the minimum variance that we're seeking in order to actually make this house work on this lot. So based on that, we've met the standards, I believe, for Sussex County to seek these variances. Mr. Tribbett, can you add to the board about the the efforts in trying to create this this home for the Hagers.
Yes, we've had design plans already, and that trying to work in the elevators and all the mechanicals that go along with the elevator, and work it so that you can come from the carport to get into the elevator right at the, you know, right at the ground level, as in a wheelchair would be needed. And that's what we're up here for. We're just trying to get the working all that into the plans. We've redesigned one time just to make it work to fit on the property, and that's what we're trying to do. So
design that for the wheelchair.
That's correct, and to deal with that. And that's what
it's going to be, a bigger elevator than a standard too.
Right. Okay. All right.
Mr. and Mrs. Hager, have I accurately depicted the through
yes,
my
sir.
Testimony?
Yes, you have.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. Mr. Rickards, we're going to start with you.
The elevator is what? The enclosure? Is that what you're looking at on this here?
I think it shows us the enclosure on the plan we submitted. Just want to show you here. This is
the elevator.
Is that where the elevator goes?
Let me show you this. One second. Let me get the. I think where it shows the enclosure. Is that the elevator, I think, on your
plan?
Yes,
it's an enclosure on right there, past the entry steps.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is the enclosure, right. Is the elevator.
Okay, and you have your HAVC and all that in the back underneath the deck. I imagine this is raised in a flood zone?
Yes.
You're in a flood zone?
Yes.
Okay, so that means it's underneath and raised up to where to meet the...
I understand that. Yes, sir.
Okay, to meet the flood zone requirements. I have no other questions.
Mr. Workman?
The elevator. Do you have a handicap ramp getting to it?
I'm sorry?
A handicap ramp?
Come forward.
We won't have to because we're bringing it down
to grade level.
So that's
in the carport.
So how are you getting to it?
You pull into the carport to the right-hand side, or the actual garage.
Oh, that's a garage. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
Yes, enclosed garage, and that'll be right a direct shot right into the elevator.
Okay, I see
grade
the steps.
Level.
I didn't see any
right,
ramp
right.
or anything.
Right, right. It's inside that area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes. How many floors is this structure?
Sir, you want to come back up?
Come back up, Mr.
Maybe if you would.
Okay, stay up here. Stay up here.
Three total.
Three?
Counting the ground level carport garage area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But the actual living space is two level?
Stuff, right. Yeah. Two levels of living space. That's correct.
So about 3,000 square feet?
Just under that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No other questions?
Okay. No other, not exceeding 42?
Well below that.
Because you're raising it up. I don't know what the flood zone is there.
We're well below that.
Okay. All your mechanics will be up?
Okay. That's correct. We have to elevate those as well.
Right.
Okay.
The flood zone's AO8. I think our lot is 5.6, so we're only going to be up about 2 feet above that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Hearing no further questions?
I've got some questions, Mr.
Sharp. Sure.
Two things. Damn. Does the rear of the yard flood at all?
Come forward.
You need to come up, if you would, please.
Okay. I am a resident of New Jersey. I can't be specific about that. I don't know.
Okay. And in the design of the dwelling, is the interior design this? Is the layout of this house in such a way, due to the need for maneuverability with a wheelchair or something in the inside of the house?
Yes.
And is that why it's wider, not longer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. And hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11553. I believe the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. The uniqueness of the property is showing a 50 by 99.48 piece of property, 50 in the front, 99.48 deep, which makes it a regular shape for that area, and it's awful small lot to accommodate the situation that the applicant is that he has. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Please explain why the small lot is there, because it was subdivided into a smaller lot, which is not the fault of the applicant. A variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the required variance is within that will afford relief to give him the ability to put the elevator for what did you say for the
for Mrs. Hager for some
Mrs.
house
Hager,
reason.
Yes. So with that, I make a motion. We approve 11,553.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickman and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,553. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,553 is approved.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.